天我们的题目是，今天我们的 sermon 题目是我的生命之饼，I am the bread of life。下面段长老介绍一下我们讲员。
Briefly, yeah, introduce our speaker today. We are very glad to have Brad Bowles and his wife Chebi here, and they graduated from A&M probably 4 or 5 years ago, or maybe more than that, 5 or 6 years ago, and then they went to North Africa as missionary sent by GBC. And then they came back probably a couple of years ago and into the state. And now Brad is staff at Bridge International, and Shelby work at GBC. And we are very glad they come here today to preach for us. So kind of briefly in Chinese also. 今天讲员是 Brad Bowles， 他和他太太，他是 Aggie， 他以前在 A&M 读书，然后读书完以后他们去北非做这个传教啊，就是做传道士，应该是 ABC 派出去的，大概两三年前他们回来以后的话，我们的讲员 Brad 他在那个 Bridge International 啊做 staff， 他太太在 GBC 做 staff， 所以我们非常的高兴啊，嘎夫牧师推荐他们到我们当中给我们讲道。 So welcome you're welcome Brad. Brother Sofon, will you?
All right, good morning. As I get set up, I'll introduce myself, but I'm so excited to be here. The fact that this community exists in College Station really just makes my heart happy.
当我设好这些的时候，我要介绍一下我自己。这个社区在 College Station 里面存在，是让我特别特别的高兴。
Yeah.So my name is Brett Bowles, and my wife is here with me this morning. We have a 3-year-old son and a baby on the way due in July. My wife and I met here at A&M, and after graduating, we moved to North Africa, where we ministered to Muslims for a few years.
是的，我有一个夫人是叫雷特 Bowles， 然后我还有一个儿子。我们前面的时候是在去北非那边做传道，现在回到这边。
Yeah, so now I work for, were you finished?
Yeah.
Great. My Mandarin is not very good. I speak Arabic, but not Mandarin. So now I work for an international student organization called Bridges International, and our vision, our mission is that we would see lost international students and faculty turned into lifelong Christ-centered multiplying disciples. A lot of words there.
It's fine. 现在我们是在给一个国际桥梁的组织工作。我们的使命是将迷途的国际学生和教师变成了终身以基督为中心的信徒。
Yeah. Have you ever looked up to someone for a really long time?
你有仰慕一个人很长很长时间的仰慕一个人吗？
Only to meet them in person and have your expectations sort of be crushed.
但是你见到他的时候，你的那些期望看到有一种崩溃的感觉。
So I'm a rock climber, and notice I say I am a rock climber, not I enjoy rock climbing.
我是一个攀岩者，但是你看到我说我是攀岩者，但我没有说我喜欢一个攀岩者。
So climbing is a very niche sport, and those of us who are into it are very into it. We have our own language, style, rituals, and we have our own heroes too.
攀岩是一个比较小众的运动，但是那些我们参加这个运动的人就特别喜欢这样的运动。我们有自己的语言，有自己的方式，有自己的仪式什么之类的。
So maybe some of you have seen Free Solo. It was a documentary about Alex Honnold where he climbed El Capitan in Yosemite, California, with no ropes. So that's 3,000 vertical feet with no ropes.
也许你们看过一个叫做徒手攀岩的纪录片，它讲述的是 Alex Honnold 如何在没有绳索的情况下去攀登优胜美地的酋长岩，超过了3000英尺。
So if he fell, he would have died. And he's not just climbing any route where it's sort of just a ladder. He's climbing a route that it's hard enough that only the top 15% of climbers in the world could climb with ropes.
如果他掉下去的话，他就会丧命。而且他攀岩的不是一个简单的一个路线，他攀岩的路线是世界上只有top 15% 的人才能够达到的那种线路线。
So knowing all this, you might have a mental picture of Alex that is just this world-class athlete. He's ripped, very muscular. He's hauling himself up this rock wall just by his fingers and his feet. It's an incredible athletic performance, but the idea that you have might look more like a football player or someone who's very muscular. This is Alex here on the right. He just looks like a normal guy. And when I saw him in person, that's what I thought. I was like, that guy looks normal, man. Yeah. I'd built up a mental picture of him after hearing about him for so long that honestly surpassed human potential. So the Jews also had expectations about what the Messiah would be like. And Jesus didn't meet any of those expectations, or very few of them. He exceeded them in ways that they never could have imagined.
犹太人对弥赛亚也有这样的期望，但是耶稣并没有满足他们这些期望，而是超过了他们这些期望值。
Unlike our human heroes that very often let us down in our expectations, Jesus fulfills our expectations and he even exceeds them. He's always better, he's not worse.
Oh, 人类的英雄就通常会让我们失望，但是耶稣呢，他就可以满足我们这些期望，而且超过这些期望。
So in the Gospel of John, Jesus often uses physical objects to represent spiritual realities. God is beyond our full understanding. We are finite, he is infinite. But God in his grace has revealed himself to us through Jesus. 1 Colossians 1:15, sorry, I'm going a little bit long, but it says that God is the image of, or sorry, Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
在约翰福音当中，耶稣经常用一些实物来证实一些精神上的真理，上帝是超出了我们完全理解的范围，通常它是无限的，而我们人类是有限的，所以上帝他的恩典通过耶稣向我们揭示了自己，在哥罗西书第一章第十五节说，他们那不能看见之神的像，我们看不见的东西，但耶稣却让他变得可以看见。
So when Jesus says, "This is who I am," we should listen.
当耶稣基督说这就是我的时候，我们应该停下来，我们应该听他的。
But Jesus wasn't who the Jews expected that he would be. In John 6:25-40, the passage that you just read, the crowd asked Jesus three questions.
但是耶稣基督并不是犹太人所期待的那个人一样，就像我们刚才在读的约翰福音中第六章第二十五节到四十五节里面，群众呢问了他三个这样的问题。
They ask Jesus three questions, and each question reveals an expectation that they had about Jesus. And Jesus, each time, corrects them and points to who he truly is.
每个他们问了三个问题，每个问题都表达了他们对基督耶稣的期望，然后每次都是耶稣都会纠正他们，让他们最终明白。
And later on in the passage, we see two responses to this.
我们在后面的时候会看到两个响应。
So the crowd, when they understand, they grumble, and most of them walk away. But Peter responds, "Where else would we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life."
那群众里面有两个响应，第一个就是听到这些话就是感到抱怨，然后第二个响应就是走开。但是 彼得他是说我们还能去哪呢？
Often Jesus for us isn't who we expect him to be, because he doesn't provide for us how we think that he should provide. And we have two choices. We can grumble and we can walk away, we can distance ourselves from him. Or we can say, that is a hard saying, but where else would we go?
通常耶稣并不是我们期望的那样，因为他通常不是按照我们自己的方式来给我们提供。我们通常有两个选择，一个就是不断的抱怨，另外一个就是离开。但是 这句话，换一句话说就是，但是我们能去哪里呢？
So we're keeping things very simple today. There are two points.
So 我让事情变得很简单，就是今天有两件事的两个点。
Yeah. So one, Jesus is often not who we expect.
第一个就是耶稣并不是我们期待的那个人。
And second, Jesus is so much better than who we often expect him to be.
第二个就是他耶稣比我们好了太多了，通常超过我们所期望的。
So we're going to dive into that first point.
我们想要看第一个点，重点。
If you aren't already there, you can open with me to John 6, 25-40. This is the passage that you just read.
如果你有那个经文的话，你可以打开，就是约翰福音第六章第25-40的我们刚才读的。
And I'll lay out the context. So the crowd has been following Jesus and they've watched him heal the sick. They've watched him teach with authority, and they just, in the beginning of John 6, watched him feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们可以看到耶稣那些人群里面可能目睹他医治病人，通过以权威来教导他们，还通过在约翰福音第六章开头的时候看到他用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000个人。
To them, when they saw Jesus feed this crowd of 5,000 people, they would have immediately thought of Moses.
如果他们看到这样子耶稣来喂饱了5000个人，他们马上就会想到了摩西。
Moses provided manna in the wilderness, and Moses led his people out of slavery and into freedom.
摩西在旷野里面给他们提供了玛纳，而且摩西带领他们摆脱了奴役，而走向了自由。
They wanted Jesus to do the same thing. They wanted to capture Jesus after he fed the 5,000 and make him king, but he slips away.
他们希望耶稣做同样的事情，特别是他在喂养了五千个人以后，他们说他要让他成为国王。
So he slips away, and takes a walk across the lake and terrifies his disciples in the process.
所以他退了回去，而且在湖面上走过了湖面上，所以感觉是吓坏了他的门徒。
And the next day, the crowd finds him on the other side of the lake, and that is where what we're about to read is happening.
在第二天的时候，那些门徒们在湖的另外一边发现了他，这就是我们需要进行讲解的这个部分。
So the structure of what we're going to walk through today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to look at each of the questions that the crowd has first, and then we'll go back and look at each of the responses that Jesus has to those questions.
今天的结构有一点不同，所以我们先看其中的问题，然后我们再看后面的响应。
So if you look at with me at verse 25, the crowd's first question to Jesus is, Rabbi, when did you come here?
如果你在25的时候，你可以看到他们的第一个问题就是拉比什么时候来的。
Implicit in this question is another question of, they realized they saw all the boats leave, they didn't see Jesus leave. They saw his disciples leave, they didn't see Jesus leave, but then he shows up on the other side of the lake.
这是另外一个问题，就是他们看到了众人的离开，他们看到了那些船的离开，但是他没有看到耶稣的离开，看到船的离开，但是他们又看到了他在湖的另外一边显示出来。
So they just saw him miraculously provide a lot of food, and now maybe he can teleport or at least get to one place without them knowing how. It seems miraculous.
这就是他们提供的一个神迹一样，他从那些食物就神奇的出现了，所以他们也希望可以神奇的，比如说啊，传输啊，传导一些物质。
It also fits perfectly into their hopes that Jesus would be a military leader or a political revolutionary who would free them by war from Rome. He can produce food for armies. He could potentially move their armies by mysterious ways.
这也是跟他们所需要的很符合，就是比如说像在军队当中可以把军队从一个地方搬到另外一个地方，用一个非常神奇的方法。
So they see small glimpses of his power, and they apply that to their very specific physical needs in that moment.
所以他们看到的是一个很小的一些能量、力量，但他们把它应用到非常实际的他们所需要的实际的问题当中。
The second question we see them ask is in verse 28. Jesus says, "Don't work for the food that perishes, but work, but for the food that endures to eternal life." So they ask, "What must we do?"
所以在第二个问题是从第二十八节里面的时候，所以他说我们不应该为只是填饱的食物所劳工，而应该为我们的永生的食物所劳作。所以他们问的这样的问题就是，我们当怎么样做才能够做神的工呢？
If Jesus was going to be a prophet like Moses, Moses brought them the law, and so maybe Jesus is now bringing us a new law. They were operating under a works-based system, so the idea that they would have to do something to receive what Jesus is giving made sense.
如果是像他们像那个如果他是一个先知的话，他就会像摩西一样，因为摩西给了他们新的律法，这样的律法告诉他们应该怎么去做，这样子就很就 make sense. Sorry.
Instead, Jesus simplifies everything. He says, "The work of God is this: believe in Him who He sent."
但是耶稣把它简单化了。他说就是把所有的一切都是简单化。
So the third question they ask is in verse 30. They say, "What sign do you do that we may see and believe you?"
第三个问题就是在三十节里面他说的是，你行什么样的神迹叫我们看见就信你呢？
The crowd has the audacity to ask, "What sign will you do so that we might believe?" immediately after Jesus does a sign like that. And they even have a suggestion for the kind of sign that they would like.
那些群众们是非常大胆的提上的问题，就是你可以行什么的神迹让我们来相信你呢？因为这个是问题，是完全就是在直接在他行了一个神迹以后提出来的。
They say, "Moses brought down manna for us. Maybe you could do the same."
因为摩西给我们提供了玛纳所以也许你可以做同样的事情。
The crowd wanted free bread. They wanted a manna 2.0. But Jesus offered himself, and it wasn't what a lot of them wanted. And so many of them walked away.
人们想要的是免费的面包，或者是他们想要玛纳 2.0. 但耶稣却献出了自己，所以当他们意识到这个不是他们所想要的时候，他们就抱怨着或者是走开了。
So three questions and three expectations, and the end result is many people walk away from Jesus because he's not who they wanted. I think it's very important that we dig into this because you and I do the same thing.
这边可以看到有三个问题，有三个响应，但是从这个方面你可以看到好多好多人都是抱怨的或者离开了。我觉得这样的一个问题是非常重要的，因为在我们自己当中也有好多人处在现在的境况当中。
So really quickly, we're going to look at Isaiah 61:1-3. This verse says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to release from to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And it continues.
这个让我们快速地看到以赛亚书第61章这边，他说是主耶和华 的灵在我身上，因为主高立我，去向穷人传好消息。他差遣我去包扎伤心的人，并宣告被掳的人的自由，被囚的人从黑暗中得释放，宣告主的恩惠之年和我们的神报仇的日子，安慰所有哀恸的人，啊，供应西安悲伤的人，是华冠代替灰烬，喜乐犹代替哀伤，是赞美衣代替绝望之处。
So this is very obviously a messianic prophecy, a prophecy about Jesus. And Jesus confirms that it is when he reads from this passage at the beginning of his ministry in Luke 4.
这就是一个非常典型的一个预言，但是这个预言的耶稣就把他所有的都给实现了。
It also is what the crowd's expectation is grounded in. So they read this passage and then they interpret itwithin the realm of their personal experience.
这也是那些群众们所期望的那个原因，所以他们把它应用到实际当中，所以这就是他们所期望的。
They were experiencing oppression from Rome, and when they read, Jesus came to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, they thought, that's me. Jesus is going to free us.
因为他们从经历了那些罗马的统治，所以他们说，哦，如果耶稣来了，可以解放我们。
You and I can see now that that picture of Jesus was extremely limited.
你跟我都可以看到在这边，对基督耶稣的这个形象是非常非常的受限的。
But here's the deal, it came from real need. It,came from a real desire for freedom. And their desire, it wasn't wrong. It honestly, it makes sense.
但重点是这些所有的期望都是从实际问题 来出发的。但它而且它不是错误的，它是正确的。
But by holding on to it so tightly, they were unable to see the beauty in who Jesus came and said, this is who I truly am.They had their one picture of who Jesus was, and they wouldn't let go.
他们有，如果他们紧紧地抓住这一点的话，他们会只能看到一些，关于他们想象的耶稣基督是什么样的，而且他们不会放开这个观点。
So I said that I do this too. My son was born 4 years ago in May of 2021.
所以我说我也做这样的事情，因为我的儿子是在四年之前，2021年的时候出生的。
And he was born a month premature, so there were complications with the birth, that led to a moment where we weren't sure if he would live.
他早产了一个月，出生的时候还出现了好多早产的一些并发症，并且我们一度不相信，不确定他能够活下来。
I still vividly remember being in the hospital room, terrified.As the doctors got him out, and he was a deep shade of purple because of lack of oxygen during the birth.
我非常清楚地记得自己当时非常的恐慌，当医生把这个男孩抱过来的时候，因为他在分娩的时候没有足够的氧气，所以他好多出现深紫色的在身上的东西。
So within 1 to 5 minutes of a baby's birth, the doctors give a score to the baby that signifies how well he's doing. 10 is he's doing great. 0 is he's really, really not good. My son was 2.
如果出生以后在1到5分钟当中，医生通常就会给这些新生儿评估一个状况，从1到10分，10分就是最好的，然后0分就是最低的。但是他的我儿子是2分。
He was whisked away to the intensive care unit, and in that moment, I realized that I had an expectation that in following Jesus, no harm would ever come to my son.
然后他就被送到了重症监护室，所以在那一刻我就有一个期望，如果我跟随了耶稣的话，我的儿子是不是永远不会受到伤害？
That expectation was shattered. My son, as you can see, he came into the world looking like he was already in a fist fight.
但是那个期望破灭了，我的儿子，你看他的身上感觉像伤痕累累，感觉就像是刚打完了一次架一样。
When that expectation was shattered, it caused me to question Jesus. It shook the foundations of who I thought that he was.
当那个期望破灭的时候，我就开始质疑基督了。就感觉就像他动摇了我对耶稣基督的最基本的认识。
Why? Because he didn't show up for me how I thought that he should.
为什么呢？因为他没有像我想象中那样子来出现。
I wrote that night, with tears in my eyes. Do I believe that God is working for my good in every circumstance, including the ones that scare me so much that I can't think or feel?
那天晚上我就含泪写到说，我是否相信上帝在任何情况下面都为我谋福利呢？包括那些让我害怕的、无法思考的，或者是感受到坏的情况。
And am I letting the outcome of this circumstance determine my answer to that question?
这个样的一个这个从这边的结果来过，会决定我对耶稣是不是忠诚。
Is God faithful if my baby is healthy or even if he is not?
上帝是如果在让我的儿子健康的时候，我才感到忠诚，或者是他不健康的时候，我是不是就不忠诚了？
So this is the difficult thing with expectations. We often take truths about God and we turn them into equations.
这就是我们这通常的一个难题，就是我们把对耶稣基督的一个真理变成了一个等式。
Jesus is a healer, and so when I pray to God to heal my son and he doesn't, then either in my head something is wrong with my prayer or something is wrong with God.
所以我们可以看到耶稣是一个医治者，当他祈求医治的时候，他并没有医治我的儿子，所以并没有想象的那样子的来回答我，那我就有这样的问题是，要么就是我做错了什么，要么就是我祈祷啊，或者是耶稣不是说是他想象那个人。
So like I said, we take truths about God and we make them into equations, and the outcomes have very solid, very real, predictable products.
所以从这边可以看到，我们把耶稣的一个真理把它变成了一个等式，但是等式的另外一端就是结果的话，就是变成非常实际的结果来显示出来。
The prosperity gospel is an outcome of this kind of thinking. I pray to God and he will bless me. I ask him for money, he will give it to me.
这是一种的繁荣福音，就是说我向上帝祈祷的时候，他就会给我所要的东西，我向他要钱，他就会祈求，他就给我钱。
But it becomes more complicated, at least for me, when the things that I'm asking for are good, like my son being healthy, like my grandfather living another year.
或者是事情会变得更加复杂，特别是当我问的问题是非常正确的、非常好的，比如说像我医治我的儿子，或者是让我的爸爸再活得更长久。
So the Jews were right to desire freedom from the Romans, and I was right to desire health for my son.
所以耶稣是对于那些罗马人来说是正确的，因为对于我来说也是正确的问题，因为比如说我要医治我的儿子。
But we take a wrong turn when we value these things, the products of Jesus, more than we value the person of Jesus.
但是我们是朝着一个相反的或者是错误的方向进行的，因为我们是看重的是那些东西或产出耶稣的产品，而不是是耶稣本人。
When we say, Jesus, if you don't give me this, fill in the box with whatever you're desiring, then I don't want you.
如果我们说我们说耶稣，如果你不给我这些东西，比如说你在填空，你可以填任何东西，那么我也就不要你了。
This is a hard saying, but it becomes easier when we truly see who Jesus is.
这是一个非常困难的一个说法，但是如果把它简化了以后，我们就可以真正的看到耶稣是一个怎么样的人，怎么样的。
See, Jesus fulfilled the desires, the expectations of the Jews, but in ways that was so outside of their imagination that they missed it.
耶稣是实现了他们那些期望，但是在一个非常非常一个方式是他们完全没办法想到的，所以他们就失掉了那个点。
So that brings us to our second point. Jesus is always better than our expectations.
这就是带到我们第二个点，就是说耶稣总是比我们期望的要好很多。
So just as a recap, the Jews were desiring Jesus to be a liberator, a prophet, and the provider of manna 2.0.
所以这就是一个回顾，犹太人的期望就是说耶稣是一个是一个解放者，然后他是还是个先知，同时也是一个是一个可以提供玛纳的人。
So Jesus fulfilled those expectations, but again, in ways the Jews weren't expecting.
耶稣已经实现了他们这些期望，但是通过一个方式就是犹太人不能够理解的。
So in verse 27, we see Jesus' response to the people. And ultimately, he does free us from oppression. He does free us from longing and hunger. But it's spiritual hunger. It's spiritual oppression now.
所以在27节的时候，耶稣的确切地回应了他们。他的的确切满足了我们的愿望，就是说把我们从饥饿当中解放出来，但这样的饥饿是一个精神上的一个饥饿。
Every human longs for meaning, security, love, fulfillment, and those things are found in Christ. We can chase after the food that perishes, success or relationships, wealth, comfort, thinking that they will satisfy us, and they won't.
每个人都渴望有不同的意义，渴望安全感、爱啊，或者是满足感啊，这些东西都可以在基督里面找到。我们可以追求这些会消亡的食物，比如说一些成功啊、人际关系啊、财富啊，或者舒适啊。我们以为这样子就可以得到满足。
And ultimately, He will free us from everything that we're hurting from, and that'll come in heaven. But now, even.We can experience the satisfaction that Jesus provides now.
最终的话，耶稣基督还是会解放我们，是在最后的天堂里面。但是even是现在的时候，我们可以感受到耶稣的这种真理。
So, their second request was.What should we do? And Jesus answers, believe.
所以第二个问题就是我们应该做什么呢？然后耶稣就说，信仰。
He didn't come to bring a new law. He didn't come to be the new Moses. He came to fulfill the law.
他没有说建立一个新的律法，或者是变成了另外一个摩西。但他实现的是实现了另外一个立法。
And as he fulfills the law, what does he call us to do? He calls us to believe, to savor him.
去实现这些立法的话，他让我们去做什么呢？让我们去相信。
Savor is sort of an interesting word, and I was thinking of a definition for it, and I probably could have looked in a dictionary, but in my head, it's a picture of lingering on a bite, letting really good soup just sit in your mouth for a little bit longer.
救助的话，在这是一个定义，它是特别有意思的。如果我也可以从这个字典里面去查到，但是在我的印象里面，它是一个图像，就是在你的食物里，在你的口中永远都会有食物。
So we're called to believe, and I would say to think about it in this way, because as Christians who have been Christians for a long time, but the call to belief can feel old. But come and savor.
如果我们通过这个信仰，通过这个救主的，我们特别是我们基督徒里面会经常受到这样的问题，就是怎么样去信。但是如果你说到救主的话， 我们唯一的要做的事情就是形成一个信徒。
And Jesus promises that as we savor him, he will sustain us. And as he replies to their last question, asking them, they ask him, give us this bread. And ultimately, he is the bread that will give life.
如果我们信他的话，耶稣也会响应，就是说，耶稣也会支持我们，就是我们最后问到的问题，如果我们需要面包的时候，他也会给我们面包的。
He is the bread that will endure. And so we're called to savor him.
所以他的那个面包，他的那个饼也是可以永存的。所以我们靠说他是救主。
And notice in his declaration, I am the bread of life. He is not saying I bring the bread of life. He's saying I am the bread of life.
在这个说法里面，他说我就是生命之粮，他没有说我带给你的生命之粮。
So how do we respond?
那我们应该怎么响应呢？
Many people, in response to Jesus' message, this was the height of his popularity, and he gives this message, and his disciples dwindle down to a select few.
这就是我们最高的一些响应，好多人都是从这边来得到的，但是好多人都得到了某一部分。
So many people grumble and walk away, and that's one option.
好多人就是很抱怨，或者是走开了。这就是其中的一个选项。
Our second option is to humbly say, Lord, I don't understand, but where else would I go? You have the words of eternal life.
但是第二个选项就是很谦卑的说，我不理解，但是我能去哪呢？你是有永生之道的。
So this morning, I would ask you, as you reflect later on today, throughout this week,Think about, what are you hungering for?
所以在这个早上的时候，等你离开的时候，我要问一个问题，就是你要去到哪里呢？
Are you letting the outcome of your desires and God's fulfillment of them to influence the image that you have of God?
或者是你修什么样的那些想象，让它实现你自己的欲望？来想象是怎么样的一个耶稣呢？
Bring those desires to him. Even if they aren't for him, bring them to him. He's a good father. And he loves to hear what you need or what you think you need.
你带着这些渴望，这些期望的带到耶稣基督前面，因为即使是这样的期望不是为了他来的，但是呢，耶稣是一个好的父神。
My son asked me if he could drive home the other day. He's 3 years old. I told him no, but I love to hear it.
我有某一天的时候，我儿子告诉我他可不可以开车回家，但他只有3岁，所以我说不能，但是我实际上还是非常喜欢他的，非常爱他的。
As we bring those desires to God, even if they are wrong, we're asking him to transform them. Because ultimately we know that he is the fulfillment of those desires.
所以当我们带着这些期望到耶稣前面的时候，即使他是错误的，我们也是希望耶稣到最后他是会改变这样子的一个状况。
So, lay down your expectations of who Jesus is. Ask him to show you who he truly is.
所以你应该放下那些对耶稣基督的那些期望，应该问他什么样才是一个真正的耶稣。
Because he's always better than our expectations.
因为他永远都比我们的期望要更好。
Amen.
Amen.